at the 8 o'clock service, Heather Baker came forward and asked that we read this statement, and she also asked that I share it with you at this service. I've made some wrong moral decisions in my life and need the forgiveness and prayers of the church. We want to keep Heather in our prayers as well as all of us. We all make mistakes. We all need encouragement. We all need the prayers of one another. I wanted to share that with you at her request. If you read the bulletin this week, you noticed that the topic of our lesson for this morning is listed but listless. If you were to go to the dictionary to define those words, the word listed would simply mean to be on a roll or on a list. The word listless means little or no desire or indifferent. And so in reality this morning, we're talking about those who might be on a roll but indifferent to what is represented by that role or by that list. In Acts, the second chapter, verses 41 and 42, we read where 3,000 obeyed the gospel and were added to the church and continued steadfastly. And several things that are mentioned there. In verse 46 of that chapter, it says they continued daily, or were continuing daily, as they were in the temple worshiping and from house to house with one another. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. They were added to the list of God's people in verse 41, and they were not listless, but rather steadfast in their labor in verse 42. In Revelation 3, at verses 15, 16, 17, 19, Jesus, through the revelator John, addressed a group of people who were living at Laodicea. They were the church at Laodicea. They would have been on the list as members of the church. And yet he says, you're neither cold nor hot. You are indifferent. You are listless. You make me sick to my stomach, he said. I would spew thee out of my mouth. And then he told them what they needed to do. In verse 19, he said, be zealous and repent, talking to those who were on the list, and yet he told them they needed to repent. We need to be concerned about the role that is kept in heaven and the role that is kept on earth. And before going any further in the discussion of the lesson this morning, I want you to clearly understand that it is the role in heaven that matters. We sometimes sing the song, is my name written there? And when we get to the day of judgment, what really matters, and that's really the only thing that matters, is that our names be on God's roll and that we be in good standing with him. Is my name written there on that roll that God keeps is what is more important than anything else. And keep that in the back of your mind as we discuss the entirety of the lesson today. There is, however, a need for a role on earth. A few years ago, there was a campaign conducted in Detroit, Michigan, in which, if I remember right, 38 people were baptized into Christ. 2 or 3 weeks after the campaign was over, in the process of the follow-up and contacting those people who had been baptized, one lady who was contacted said, "You mean there's something else I'm supposed to do?" I got the impression that if I were baptized and my name were placed on the roll, that automatically caused me to go to heaven. We recognize how wrong that was. And yet it is not too different from the actions of some today. A few years ago, while working in Tullahoma, I picked up the newspaper, the local newspaper, one morning, and began reading the obituaries to see if I was listed. As I read those obituaries, something just jumped off the page. Here was a person who was listed as being a member of the Grundy Street Church of Christ. I had been there at the time 10 years. I had neither seen nor heard of that person in 10 years. Listed, but not listless, but listless. At least in that person's mind, he was listed on the roll. He considered himself to be listed on the roll, And yet in 10 years, and when I investigated, he had not been sick and shut in for those 10 years. This last week, as I was reading the Jackson Sun, something caught my attention. You may remember that there was a report given of two religious groups in the Jackson area who were building new buildings. I think one building a new building and one maybe adding on to their building. And as the discussion was given in the newspaper about the second of the two groups, it said they have 1,000 members on the roll and they have 400 active members. 1,000 members on the roll and 400 active members. But before I allowed myself to be too critical, I reached and picked up our church directory and began to count. Folks, we have right at 600 listed in our church directory. And most of the time, with the attendance of the students and our children who are not members and visitors, we can barely get our Sunday morning worship over that number. And most of the time, if my analysis is correct, there are at least half of those that are on that list that are not at Bible study. And at least a third or more who are not at worship services or in worship service maybe anywhere. Listed, but listless. As I mentioned earlier, the main role, the one that really counts, is the one that's kept in heaven. The Bible teaches us that we're added to the church, Acts 2:41. We do not join the church when we become Christians. We're added to it by the Father himself. And Hebrews 12:23, in talking about the church and the general assembly that refers to the church, it says that their names are written in heaven on the roll book that God keeps. He not only adds the names, he keeps the names. The fellow laborers of Paul are said to be written on that book in Philippians 4, verse 3. And the scene of Revelation 20, 11 through 15 shows that when the books are opened, that there will be another book opened, which is the book of life. And we'll be judged out of the things that are in the books according to the way we've lived. There's God's record book that he keeps. And it's rather interesting that in that same third chapter of Revelation, where we referred to Laodicea a few minutes ago, when he was talking to Sardis earlier in the chapter, in verse 5, he said, "If you overcome, I will not blot out your name out of the book of life." So God's word teaches without a doubt that he has a record. How he keeps it, I don't know. Where he keeps it, I don't know. That he keeps it, I do know. He adds to that record when one obeys the gospel. He keeps that record, and he has the power to blot out a name, as described in Romans 1, giving one over to a reprobate mind. And that is the record that is so important. I want my name on that record. I want it to be there when the judgment day comes. And if you have not been baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, if the Bible be right, your name is not on that record. It's important to have our names written on the record of God. But folks, there is another list that must be concerned, to be considered. And we need to be concerned about it to try to make it the list that's like the one God has. And in our human weaknesses, we may not. It is possible for a list that we might have here on earth to differ from the one that God has, even when we've done our very best. To be sure we do not add when God does not add, or that we reject when God would not reject. We need to try to be as much like God as is possible, but we're human. The Bible teaches that God expects his work to be done in local congregations. Acts 14:23 and Titus 1:5 show that elders were appointed in every church, in every city, in every local situation. Those elders are instructed to feed the flock that is among them, Acts 20:28 and 1 Thessalonians 5:12 and 13. Certainly, if they're going to give an account for those that are under them, Hebrews 13:17, they have to know. How could you give an account for somebody if you don't even know of that person? Here is a case, if there ever were a case, of necessary inference. The fact that God has organized his work, wants it organized in local congregations, that there are to be elders in each congregation, that those elders are to feed the flock that is among them and to give an account for them, necessitates that there be some kind of way to know who the flock is and for the flock to know who the leaders are. That is why we talk in terms of a membership role or a church directory as we're talking about the producing of one. Again, let me remind you, that may not be God's list exactly. We do not think like God thinks always, but it needs to be as close to that as is humanly possible, and that needs to be our desire. But it ought to be used as a tool to help us do the Lord's work, with that gospel being put in earthen vessels, that treasure being put in earthen vessels, 2 Corinthians 4:7. That's the way God's work is done, and if it's not done in local congregations, it won't be done. That's the way God set it up. And so there is the need for a list of those who are New Testament Christians working and laboring under a given eldership. That's really what the list, that's the desire that we have, to do our best to make it as near that as is humanly possible for us to do. Usually, when a person is baptized, as our younger people, for example, grow up and are baptized, they become a part of the local congregation, just more or less by the fact that they're baptized into an active part of the work. That's what happened in Acts 2. They were baptized and they were added to the group. There may be instances where someone has lived an unfaithful life for a period of time, maybe in this community for a period of time, and he comes back, and according to the principles of Galatians 6:1 and James 5:19 and 20 and other passages, repents and is restored. Has already been added to God's list back some time ago, but has been unfaithful. And now he repents and is restored and becomes an active working part of a local congregation. There are those times when someone who is a very active, faithful Christian will move from one place to another. And we sometimes say that person places membership. I think it might be better if we said places workship instead of membership, but whatever we call it, it's the same idea. There is certainly a scriptural reason for doing this. In Acts, the 9th chapter, in verse 27, after Paul had become a Christian and as you can imagine, was doubted by some because of his previous life and his reputation, there needed to be some support, and so Barnabas went with him. The Bible says that Paul wanted to join himself to the disciples. Now, here is where the word join is used scripturally. Not when we're baptized into Christ. We don't join the church in that sense, but we do join an active work of a local congregation. He wanted to join himself to the disciples, and they didn't want to accept him. And so Barnabas made a visit to them and said, I know what's happened. I know that he's telling you the truth. You can accept him. He can be valuable. On another occasion in Colossians 4, Paul wrote for them to receive John Mark, Marcus, sister's son, Barnabas' sister's son. John Mark had been unfaithful before. You remember he turned around and went back, but by this time, evidently he has things in order. And they're a little bit reluctant to know whether or not to accept him in this work here at Colossae. Paul says, receive him. In other words, let him become an active part there, because I can tell you he's a faithful Christian. After Apollos had been straightened out in Acts 18, the Bible says that several wrote letters where he was going to let the people there know that he was a faithful Christian. I think it is from passages like this that we get the idea of maybe writing a letter, and sometimes when we're moving from one congregation to another, we'll ask the elders of one to write a letter to the elders of the other and simply say, this person's a faithful Christian, this is how he's been working, you can use him in this way. certainly is scriptural. We have every reason to do that from a scriptural standpoint. And in that sense, one becomes a part of a local work. But sometimes there's a misunderstanding about this. It is not a legal document that's to be put on file somewhere and kept. It is a description of a relationship of work. Once in a while, somebody will say, "Now, I want to leave my membership at Henderson. I probably will never be back there to worship, but I want to leave my membership there. Frankly, folks, I don't know where to keep it. I don't know whether to put it in the file cabinet or take it and put it in the lockbox. In fact, I don't know what it looks like." Membership is not something that's to be filed somewhere and left as a legal document. Membership in a local congregation is workship within that local congregation. And if the person who says that is going somewhere else to live and worship and work, they need to be working there. What happens sometimes, I'm afraid, is that it's used as a cover-up for not working and worshiping God anywhere. Had a man tell me one time that he was an elder at large. Now, if he'd been an elder, he'd have been a large elder because he was a big man. He had been an elder in a congregation. The church had had some problems. He had left. They had disbanded the eldership. He didn't even go back to that congregation, but he said, "I'm still an elder. I'm an elder at large." Well, I cannot find that in God's word, and I don't find anything about being a member at large. God wants us as members to work and worship within a local congregation. That's the way he set it up. And that's the way that it'll work. That's the way it's to be done. If you go back and study these places where we were talking about ideas of people placing membership, in Acts 9:27, Barnabas said, "You can accept Saul, he's okay." The next verse or two says that he began to preach mightily and to defend the truth. He began to work. You read in Acts 18 where several sent letters with Apollos to say he's a Christian, everything is all right, you can use him. Read the next few verses and you see him working in the place where he went. In Acts 11, verse 25, we find Barnabas going to get Saul and bringing him to Antioch. Verse 26 says that they worked with the church there for a year and taught much people. Folks, this idea of being on the list is being on a working list. That's what it's about. It's not just a list that's to be kept somewhere, to be looked at. It is a working list of membership within a local congregation. Ephesians 4 and verse 16, the body is to be fitly joined together with every joint supplying. That means every one, whether 5, 2, or 1 talents, makes a little difference. We're all to work together. We're to encourage each other. Hebrews 10:24. And we are to assemble in the next verse for the purpose not only of worshiping God, but encouraging one another, especially as difficult times approach. How is that done? That's within the local congregation. Oh, it's so important to have our names on that roll up yonder. But it is also important for our Christian everyday life to be a part of a local work here. That's the way God set it up. There are two incidents that I think about that have happened in my life that emphasize this. A few years ago when I was preaching at Carthage, Tennessee, on a certain Sunday morning at the invitation song, a couple came forward and said, "We've just moved to town and we want to work with the church here." Sometimes people will come forward. Most of the time in our case, it's by simply mentioning it to one of the elders or so and we announce it, but in some way letting it be known. On this particular occasion, after the service was over, I found out that they had driven into town that morning in a moving van, had backed their moving van into the driveway, and had come to church and placed membership before they ever unloaded their furniture. We're here to work. We're Christians. We're here, and we're here to work. Last year, I performed a wedding ceremony for David Wagner and Fosia Coker. When they came back from their honeymoon, The next Sunday they came to me and said, we're only going to be here for 6 weeks, but we want to place membership. We want to do everything we can for those 6 weeks. I've never forgotten those two incidents. I think they say something, folks, about this desire to be involved on a local level, and that's all in the world a local membership list is. To help us as much as is humanly possible to agree with God's list and have those who are in this particular location who've indicated a desire to be under the oversight of this particular eldership and who are willing not to be listless, but to be workers for the Lord. I want to be on that list in heaven, but I also want to be on a list here on earth. You see, I'm under our elders here too. I work under them as an eldership. That's the way God's planned it. I believe that with all my heart, that the same Bible that teaches us how to become Christians teaches us how to work as Christians. We need to be listed, but not listless. Rather, working and encouraging one another and helping and serving the Lord in every way that we can. If you've never obeyed the gospel, have never been baptized into Christ, you're not listed on God's roll. Even if you're listed on one here on earth, you're not listed on God's roll till you've obeyed His will. And if you have gone astray, it's possible that God could have blotted out or at least made a note on His record that He keeps. A note which He will forget when He forgives, but will not forget until He forgives. That's why it's important for us to be faithful Christians in everything that we do. If you're not a Christian, you need to become one. If you're not a faithful Christian, you need to become one. As together we stand and sing.